Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for October 6th through the 12th. Nonviolent Peace Force worked for years in North Minneapolis. They worked to steer young people away from conflicts and towards a better path. Something shifts now. Communities restore their streets by coming together for peace. They choose connection over conflict. James began feeling angry at being attacked and robbed. The crew listened to him with empathy. Talking to the peacemakers changed his mind. James said, "Nobody ever listened to me before." Eventually, he and the other man shook hands. That same day, the group intervened in another volatile situation. One man beat another badly. A policeman came and handcuffed the offender. Seeing the crew, he said, "You all are for peace." He released the man and left it to the peacemakers to settle things down. Nonviolent Peace Force also works in Iraq, Ukraine, Myanmar, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Sudan, South Sudan, Indonesia, and the Philippines. October 10th brings Indigenous Peoples Day. At this point, many people living on reservations find it hard to sign up and vote. Some politicians disrespect them and treat them badly. Hunger and other problems also affect the people. Avoiding the coils of hate and opening the gates for peace and compassion brightens our lives. Send your peace poem, peace quotation, or peace story by directing it to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Near or far, the roads to peace revealed at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.